Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Citrus State and Omega Sci Fi stand up.
Hey, what's going on, America? Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam. In the building, okay. And it looked like I got my brother in the building. I'm looking at this time clock. I am confused. Is this Mr. Mason in the building?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Mr. Sean Ross?
What's up? Hey, slow motion, bro. I'm glad that you chimed in. You know, I get candid conversation. Because I'm looking at the time sheet, it looks like they somebody cheated me on my time this week. I'm not doing this, Mr. Mace. I don't know what's going on. We need to get in touch with Miss Lisa Stewart. Now I'm trying to figure out where's Lisa Stewart. Because I know my program is an hour, and now I'm seeing 13 minutes. But nevertheless, how you doing?
Working
hard, huh? Okay. Well, tell me, got that bag entertainment. What's going on with that bag entertainment? Let's talk about 10K. Let's talk about Money Maze. And let's talk about some of that new talent that's just constantly going across America and some of your bigger projects coming down the pipeline.
Oh, man, we just trying to stay moving, stay connected. During this little pandemic, man, you know, this global shutdown is hard on the music industry right now. You know, we trying to find a little air anywhere we can right now. So the main thing we doing is trying to stay connected. We doing a little internet process of reaching out, giving back to the community. You know, every chance we get, you know, we playing it back forward. I know the boys got a little program called Pay It Forward, you know, where they go out and they cut the grass for all the disabled veterans and the people that, you know, that's not able to, you know, get out and do things, you know. So we get out, we cut their grass for the free, you know, anything, any type work they need around the house, you know, we do it. Kind of play our part.
That's what's up. Shout out to 10K. Working for the community, taking care of our veterans, going to need to be taken care of. Let me do this station break thing. This station disclaimer.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Yes, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I got that bag entertainment, CEO and CFO in the building, Mr. Mace. Yeah, we're doing this money management thing because I'm trying to understand it right now. I work so hard to try to do the right thing, and they just keep playing me crazy, man. How was your weekend, sir? Let's talk about the weekend, about these hot ride car shows that be going on in your neck of the woods of Alabama and Georgia. So let's talk about the drag race.
What was it, drag race? I know we went down to the Stunt Fest, and we brought first, second, and third place trophies back to Alabama.
Oh, watch out. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. So when is the next one? What's the next one? Is there a next date on the next show, Mr. Mace?
Yeah, we got a September date that we're trying to work out because we don't know how the country going to play out as far as we're not looking forward to it, but it looks like we're going to do a second shutdown, you know, with the COVID-19, the way it's spread and popularizing right now. So we just really trying to play it by ear. I know we got the Cooler Fest as a September date that we're going to do. And we probably going to try to squeeze a couple more in there if we can. But at the same time, we want to play our part in the community and trying to get everything back to normal. So if we have to cancel, then if that's the best thing for us, then that's the best thing for us. We'll just cancel the event.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. In the conversation. So I definitely, on behalf of the Rick Sharma Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, on behalf of Got That Bag Entertainment, American public that's listening to us on Android, that's listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, that's listening to us on Roku and Apple TV, we got some things we want to share with y'all in reference to this pandemic that we're requesting that you do. We're requesting that you wash your hands for 20 seconds, please, my people. Do it for 30 seconds. This COVID-19 is real. This coronavirus is real. It's real and it keeps. So wash your hands for 20, 30 seconds. Most important, wash your feet for 40 seconds. And most important, at the end of the day, we want you to wash your ass. That's definitely. And I want to salute everybody that's in the National P90. We only got about 40, 50 more days to go, Mr. Mason. It's over. You know, I've lost some weight, but I'm planning to support. I want to thank Mark Golden, who's been definitely helping me. And y'all be in tune to next week. Jimmy Tillman is trying to make his way back. He's doing it from the Republican Party, and definitely we'll have Mr. Zachary in the building when that comes. I'm just trying to tell you, it's always been a formula. Even though, you know, I try to get good at that, and with this pandemic, I think you know, families are coming together just to realize what's real, you know. You know, it's real, and people are having time to spend with families, even though the financial situation is crumbling, the American economy is crumbling, and then Putin is over there, you know, basically about to do some crazy to the United States. I just don't get it.
Yeah, man. But, you know, our culture always was brought up and raised on, you know what I'm saying, like it doesn't matter the situation. Like, as long as you stay grounded and look up to your higher power, you're going to find a way to get through anything. It's a lot of stuff when we go through life is not planned, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of, like, the cancers and, you know, the heart attacks. Ain't none of that stuff planned, you know what I'm saying? And we as people, especially people of color, we find a way to dig deep, get down, you know what I'm saying, and bring the family together and pull through stuff like that. So, and that's what we're going to do with this. You know, we're going to dig deep. We're going to get down there. We're going to pull through this thing. And, you know, and we're going, like you said, we're going to find the good in it. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us as people to look at your glasses half empty or half full. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. My mom always say, six halves, six dozen, something like that. I don't know which one. Crazy. But yeah, that she always says the same thing. Yep. And that's the way you got to look at it. I guess one bird in the hand beat two in the bush any day. And while we're doing this right now, you know, so we on like big shit time because Jamie, I don't know what's going on. We got to talk to Miss Lisa Stewart, Mr. Ross. I don't know what's going on because I know Sean Ross. When I'm doing it, I program. Hold on, let's pay some bills, homie, Mr. Mace. Let's get this great. You know, I got to give a shout out to Mayula. Mayula, Grandma, Miss, yeah. Happy 4th of July. Y'all know y'all partying. You and Dottie Ross up there in heaven. I'm going to start doing the play where everybody give a shout out to everybody that went on to mention something to them up in heaven. They're up there about to have a big barbecue. Who you want to give a shout out, Mr. Mace, up in heaven right now? What they doing up there about to get ready for a barbecue?
Oh, yeah, man.
Cook.
Yeah, man. I got to give a shout out to to my gramps and to my pops, man. I know they looking over me. You know, so I know they about to, you know, fire that grill up and, you know, do what they do up there.
All right, I'm getting shout to my grannies up there, grandpa's up there. They about to turn up and turn up. I think I got my DP Gino in the building. Big Gino, DP in the building. How you feel, DP?
What's up, Sean?
How you feel, bro? How's your day? For some strange reason, my hour has just been cut to 4 minutes. So we just give him a quick shout out. I'm gonna play 30 seconds of this back down memory lane. And Big Brother Gino, I just want to come get your thoughts before we run out of here. This is gonna be a quick little tribute. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Yeah, I can't let y'all get into that song because it's too emotional right about now. 4th of July. Big Brother Gino, Big Brother Sire. Hey, Mr. Mace, this is my DP, Big Brother Gino, out of rain, out of Detroit, Michigan. Is my heartbeat. He was responsible for doing something prophetic in 1990. Bringing 12 individuals together to make history, and that he did. So we salute you, Big Brother DT of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Mike DT. Gino, we
yes,
got
sir.
About 2 minutes. My time was got taken from an hour to 15 minutes for this week. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. So, Big Brother, what do you think about this rise of the pandemic right now? You got the Florida Explosives out, Gino, the hottest 2 minutes that you can give us, the state of the African-American community, and your thoughts on Corona.
Well, a couple of quick things, and I know we run it strong. So the economy is driving white America into something crazy. See, you know, Black Lives Matter. Black people have been always taking the second hand out of everything that we've had thus in life. But now, economically, when black people don't go to work for white folks, like as usual, because they're so lazy that they can't make any money, so you're hurting them financially. And that's like killing. So they say send black Americans into harm's way and make money for their organizations and their companies, because financially, if they lose money, they kill themselves. White people are basically weak individuals with their mindset. Losing wealth makes them want to lose life. And black people, we lose money all the time. We don't jump out no we don't jump out no building. You know, we don't kill ourselves or do something crazy. It's white folks that walk up in movie theaters and kill people because they had a bad day. They're weak. What a white man is and how they getting guns and stuff like that, but and getting all tripping out about the Black Lives Matter as it's a revolt. But in reality, throw up them. What about fist fighting? Every time you see a black man and white man getting in a fight, even a sister and a white sister getting in a fight, the black people beating the hell out of. If we took that energy at them, real talk, that's why they go get guns. You know, that's why they're going to the gun range and everything else. They're talking about a race war, but because they can't fight, they're feared. They have a false sense of security because they've stolen everything and was given everything. Because when you have money, you have control, and that's how black America. They're like, well, I don't want to dip out on master or do anything to master because that's how I earn my living. Instead of investing in one another, instead of investing in our own community, instead of just doing what we finally doing, this younger generation is doing now, boycott everything that they do and say. And watch the financial situation change. The whole financial world will change when black Americans stand up and say, you know what, I'm not spending my money in your store. I'm not giving you guys no more of my money, and I'm going to give it to black community. If you remember in 1921 of the Black Wall Street, that was the biggest fear of white America. Anything that protects black people, what you're seeing right now is the same results the look the white people had in their faces in 1800s and 65 when people were free and the emancipation let everybody free. People felt like getting mad at black people because we want better for ourselves. As long as when we start thinking and being on, they like what better than this living on the plantation? What better can you do? Just like when Trump said, what do you have to lose? All this old garbage. Well, obviously life. So many black people have died while he's been in office more than any other president. This man has done destroyed the black race to a level that I've never seen in my life. And then you see black people sit up there at some of these meetings. These little events he's having, and you can wonder yourself, how could he? How could they? It's just we are in a world that it's going to take a long time to change. But, hey, let me say this real quick. I'm just happy to see the young generation take it in stride and go after them. And I've seen kids put up the signs, I am not my parents. I will knock your ass out. And that's what you got to say to them because that's their biggest fear, black people fighting back. Black people fighting back is America's biggest fear. Especially when we start taking our own money and investing it in our own companies and stop giving the money back. Every athlete that is a millionaire is going broke because white America has control of that money. When they get finished playing sports, notice how broke they get. Because white America is constantly on the tax and got money because that's their energy. I don't want to over-talk. Can I get past my 2 minutes?
It's okay, Dean. They got about... I got about 2 minutes left, a minute left. The thing just went, but sometimes they record though. They still recording, but it's just all off air. So I'm looking on this meter read. They used to give me 3-5 minutes to go over after the thing. But yeah, I think those are some solid viewpoints. Mr. Mace, you want to chime in on this?
Of course, man. I agree with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just from, sitting around and seeing it, being from Alabama, you know what I'm saying? This is one of the richest color states you're going to get. And, bro, like, I agree with him, man. Like we're going to have to stand up, you know what I'm saying? And let our voice be known, you know what I'm saying? And let our presence be known, because that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? As long as they feel like they got control, they're going to continue to do what they think they got to do. You know what I'm saying? So once they feel like they're losing their control, then, of course, that's when we finna start gaining the momentum. And I get 100% as far as, like, we need to invest in our own brand and our own businesses and everything. You know, so, like, when stuff like this happen, we can go to our own kind and we don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, if we supporting the same ones we fighting against.
But and I want to piggyback on what you're saying, brother, because there's a lot. It's a lot more into it because obviously history has to be changed, and that's why they put those white statues up, and they have that supremacist thing and the Confederate flags, all these things to try to oppress black folks. But more importantly, the most important thing, you guys, really, here goes something deep for you. I mean, this was, if you remember back, if you're old enough to remember in 1999, in the year 2000, in the real original testimony, the black man, the white man rule over this country has gone. That's why the Muslims and all this attack on white America, what you see a level of unreadiness. You see them talk about coronavirus. They have no control over that shit. But then all they want to keep telling us is black people dying from it. And that's, as long as that's the answer to that, they okay with it. But guess what? Guess who's catching it now? Guess who's going to the hospital sick now? Okay? So it's changed. And you could try to say that it's a black person disease, but I know some places that got this disease, and they got in Arizona. It ain't that many black people in Arizona like that. There's some in there. But the numbers are too high to say it's a population of more. When you say 13-14% of the population got coronavirus in a certain state, where's the other 86%? But see, it's a mind game. They want people to believe. They want white people to relax, feel like that's only black people die from it. Open your business. Send them back to work. If something happens, it's going to be them. Let them work and make the money for your company. It's all a plot. Because and it all goes back to some religious. White America came in and they stole everything. But let's even go back even further than that. You know, when our religion that they gave us, we don't know what our true religion is, because when we got off the boat, we didn't even know how to speak the language enough to talk to each other so we could unite. So that was the first problem. Our pride put us in the worst predicament, because black Americans didn't want to speak the same language of the Zutu tribe, because we had pride in who we were as African Americans. We had pride, so we didn't want to be somebody who would say, hey, I'm going to speak this language, and you speak this language. I'm going to create my own language. I got my own money. And black people had their own wealth back then. Black people created more of the stuff that you see every day than you know. And why do you say that? Because if you a slave and you create something, the master don't take it from you anyway. So a lot of the stuff that you see that goes on right now, black people created. But more importantly, and I don't like to jump around a point, is that white America came in here and they have no original origin. They're not all European. They're mixed with different breeds, because they're the only people that come from all kind of everything. They're mutts. If you think about it, most black Americans look alike, okay? In some kind of way, we look alike, right? So Chinese, they all look alike, right? Mexican, you can always see a Mexican. You know what the Mexican is. Okay, when you see, certain Spanish people or certain people of different ethnicities, they have a lot of resemblance. But in white America, they look like everything and anything. You know, they are all over the map because of their culture and who they originate from. They are, just like Farrakhan said, they are, when white America tell us to go back, be careful when you tell us to go back, because where would you go if you was told to go back? You know what I'm saying? Because you're not a native anywhere. And that's the truth about it. And everybody got to know history, man. History is what is what black America is losing. We have detached ourselves from our history, and we don't understand how to go. This fight is ours to win. If the Black Lives Matter movement, it's ours to win, because it has done more. Black Lives Matter have done more than Martin Luther King. And I'm going to say that, Malcolm X. Eric Megan, I'm going to tell you why. Because white America wasn't ready to take down white supremacist stature. They was not ready to discipline the police department as much as they have for all the stuff that they did back then. There's so many black people that died with this damn police over the last 100 years. Think about this. The police department was created to be able to handle police. If you go back in the early 1800s, they didn't have a police. They had a sheriff and a deputy in every town. That's how they would. That's how the police was created. To be slaves, they was the ones who watched the slaves in the plantation. That's what the police was. Defunding the police doesn't mean anything but the truth. You do not need police. You need sheriffs and deputies. They have a difference of different learning. If you notice how the police are trained military style, guerrilla warfare. Now, you are here to protect citizens. Why are you learning how to be an aggressor? You know, you take an uneducated white boy who barely know anything about a black person, and then you take them through the academy, and all you do is tell them black people are the ones that's going to be doing shit, so you got to be ready, and you teach them this guerrilla tactics, and you don't teach them how to be a socialist or a psychologist and be able to handle a situation where somebody has a mental ailment or go to a situation and keep it all under control. All of a sudden, you see a white boy show up into a crime scene, he see a black person, he do is grab his taser. I see white boys chasing the police in these videos, you know, chasing them around, like, because the police don't want to do nothing to their own race. They want to do it to us because they feel like that's their civic duty. That's what they think they were here for. But you think about it, in the 1800s, we didn't have police departments. The police department was created to control black people. Black people got the most impacted by the police more than any other race and culture in this world. Everybody on the outside world tell us that all the time. But we just take it on the chin, like, you know, and don't do anything about it. Finally, people just stand in the streets with coronavirus and say, I'm ready to die. When people are now ready to say, what is the price of freedom? The price of freedom is death. If you ain't ready to die for this, you ain't ready to live in it. You can't be free unless you're ready to die for freedom. And now that black America has finally said they're ready to die for freedom, white America is scared. And as long as they're scared, things are changing. And that's what's got to happen. Ain't no mother. And then when you hear your white friends tell you about the Black Lives Matter, you could just tell them flat out in their face, I could be walking in your house and killing your family and robbing you, because that's what you think I'm doing. So if I fulfill the prophecy of what you thought kind of person I am, instead it's your fake-ass wife calling the police talking about we doing something that we're not and trying to get us all killed. Why do white Americans say, the police ain't going to do anything, you know, this, that, and third. But why do you fake call the police? Because you know what they do when they show up. Why does a white woman automatically call the police That's why so many black men slaves have been killed over the years, because the white woman said the black man did something. And why when a white person get in some kind of trouble for doing something, why do they always blame it on the black person? Because the reality is that the laws and how white America looks upon any time a black something goes wrong in white America and a black man is involved, we automatically are found guilty. The percentages say that automatically in the court system. When a white man is walking free from murder, literally. So it's a lot of things out there. I don't mean to overwhelm y'all with that, but this movement here is the greatest thing to ever happen to black America. Stay strong, stay black, protect your family, stay safe, and just make sure that Black Lives Matter. And we're going to show these motherfuckers why. We're going to show black. We're going to show white America why Black Lives Matter, because we cannot give up on this. We cannot relax. You cannot change the channel. You must stay focused on this until we get what we need to get. Joe Biden is going to come into the office. He already knows. Hopefully, we're going to get this black female that's going to be behind him, and they're going to start changing his laws. And we're going to go after these white people, because we got the other white people that are supporting us. There's enough in numbers there that we can go against the oppressors. Now it's a war. It's a race war that they didn't know it exists, because it's all about the mind. When the police are told to stand down, they can't come.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Y'all heard from Mr. Mage. I know we got 30 seconds in this thing going to kick me out the system. I want to thank both of y'all, and we're going to do it next week again for the whole hour. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened on the phone. This deal will be recorded and be put out. But I might just say, hey, next week let's do it again. Full throttle. Thank my guest.
Hey.
My DP, you know,
hey, Sean, instead of setting something up on, like sometimes even on the phone call, you should do the Zoom call with a subject matter. You know,
okay.
Like something together, like, you know, something with a subject matter. We can talk about the Black Lives Matter movement, the pandemic, and don't even focus on any kind of just a subject matter, you know. And start it off like that, because people like to participate in a lot of shit. You know, like you want to party, sometimes they be like, okay, we're going to party, but they sit and chill. And they be like, oh, I don't feel like this tonight. But if when you talk about some real subject matter, people need to get on there and just try to get somebody who got some background to talk about it. Put it on a Zoom call and let people sit there and have people have some dialogue, some real dialogue, no joking, no fun. Let's really talk about it. And then elevate the call, because right now that's the most important thing. America's about to go back into a shutdown. And why? Because white leadership no longer should exist. White Americans been running up in circles. They don't know nothing about this coronavirus. Got white people looking so weak on the front stage. And Donald Trump is a prime example of what an uneducated president does to your country. Somebody shooting
that part. My mom's gonna love it. That part.
Yeah, but if you hit it like
that, get out of here. All right, we're gonna do that. Money Mace, thank you very much, sir. TK got that bag. Much love, respect. All right, y'all.
All right,
see y'all next week. And you know how we're gonna get out of how we always leave this show. Yeah, leave it, and that's it.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that